Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A Bible scholar recommends that you should not read the books entitled Jesus Calling or Jesus Always that have been written by Sarah Young. That's the headline. David James with Bible in Hand will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Because of their broad influence.
I agree. Her books have had a very broad influence, beginning with her first book, Jesus Calling, which came out in 2004. Over the years, as of now, it has sold over 15 million copies and I think has been translated into over 25 different languages. It's based on the idea of what she would call listening prayer, and that's a theological practice in which a person aims to hear messages directly from God. And I think this is very important because she claims to not only hear these messages from God as she interacts with Him, but then she does that and puts pen to paper and writes down those things, writing in the first person for her readers.
Let's focus on what she's saying. Are there biblical problems with what she's actually saying, David?
Well, as I have read in both books, I haven't read them in their entirety, but I have read quite a bit from both of these books. And I would have to say that no, in general, she doesn't say anything unbiblical, but I think that it actually presents some of the problems because they aren't out-and-out heresy. And they do tend to reflect biblical truth, people will get the impression that she truly is hearing from Jesus and that Jesus is essentially telling her what she is writing down, what she actually hears from him, which would encourage others to, again, engage in the same practice. To say that you're speaking for Jesus is a very dangerous thing. We read in Revelation 22, we're not to add to the prophecy, particularly of the book of Revelation, and this definitely is adding, and Jesus is saying things that I would contend he is not saying.
Should they be avoided?
I would say they should be avoided. Speaking for Jesus, no matter how well-intentioned, is not a good idea. She proclaims the insufficiency of the Bible in an indirect way by saying she's wanting to hear directly from God herself. Her deepest experience of God comes through a practice that God does not endorse. We don't find this practice in the Bible. And I think she generates confusion by leading people to believe that she actually is hearing from God, and this would encourage others to do the same, and I think this is problematic.
David James, Bible in Hand, as he explains the headline, why you should not be reading the books Jesus Calling or Jesus Always, the ones written by Sarah Young. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. May I remind you that the Word of God is the absolute truth, the more sure word. That's 2 Timothy 3:16 and 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. A human author is not the equivalent of God's holy word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...